For many charities, the chance to speak to politicians in Parliament or at party political conferences is vital for them to ask questions and put your points across as well. Megan Deering is with us. Thank you very much for joining us, Megan.
Hi, Ellen.
So the party conferences are underway shortly. How important are they then to RNIB?
So the party conferences is where the parties go to make their big policy decisions for the upcoming year. This year in particular, it's probably going to be the last conference season before the next general election. So it's a really huge opportunity for RNIB to go, be present and build relationships with MPs and future decision makers as well.
There's a lot of policies, as you say, get discussed here. So it's really important that RNIB gets to talk to the MPs as well. And as you say, some possible prospective MPs too. How do you do that? What's the presence there like?
So this year we're going to be concentrating on vision rehabilitation. So our stand is going to look like a studio flat. And what we're going to do, we're going to ask attendees to come into the flat. We're going to ask them to wear eyewear or sim specs. And then we're going to ask them to make a cup of tea using cold water and a liquid level indicator. We're also going to ask them to set the timer on an oven following a recipe. And then we're going to have a laptop in the corner which has screen reading software. And we're going to ask them to order groceries and book their travel home from conference. So while they're doing that, we're going to be talking to them about the life-changing impact of vision rehab, as well as our ask on vision rehab, which is to modernise vision rehab and increase provision so that everyone everywhere can access the brilliant service.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall for that one, Megan. That sounds really interesting. And I suppose, you know, some people aren't fans of eyewear or sim specs for showing people what it's like, because at the end of the day, they can take the glasses off and they've got their sight back again, if you like. But to give people that taste is incredibly important. And, you know, in the political arena as well, you know, just having access to the MPs and letting them try this out, it's better than just talking to them and giving them a leaflet, isn't it?
Exactly. I think them doing it practically, it'll be hopefully really impactful, so they can see how difficult it could be without the support there to adjust to losing your sight, which can happen, as we know, really, really suddenly. And without, you know, that gap between diagnosis and then kind of having to go and live an independent life, that gap, if there's nothing to bridge that gap, we know it can be really, really challenging. And we know that vision rehab, we've heard from blind and partial sighted people, as well as RNIB staff as well, how much of a huge difference that made.
You're looking for people to get in touch with their MPs and encourage them to come along as well. How does that work?
So what we're doing is we're running an e-action, which is really, really easy to use. You fill in your details, it automatically finds your MP, and there's pre-written text which can be edited, which sends an email to your MP and invites them to come and visit our stand. So like I was saying, it's so important for MPs to see this stuff and experience it in person, because it's one thing to read about it on an email and it's another thing to take part in something like what we'll be running at conferences. So the more MPs that we get to visit our stand, the better.
How do you follow up on something like this after the conferences?
So obviously we know that MPs and also candidates and other decision makers, they'll have other questions for us. We're going to have a big group of staff there who hopefully be able to answer questions on the day. But afterwards, I'll have staff working behind the scenes, which will be doing follow-up really quickly to make sure that anybody who asks us for anything, they get all of that information straight away. Because what we're hoping to do is not only build relationships with MPs and future MPs, but also to place RNIB as an expert in this field, which we are. So showing that our expertise on a wide range of issues, whether that's streets or transport or eye health, so the whole spectrum.
Fantastic. Now, how do people get onto the e-action? Where do they go?
The e-action is being advertised on all of our social media. It's advertised in regional Facebook groups. It was also in our last newsletter, which was sent out on the 18th of September, a few days ago. And it will also be in our upcoming newsletter, which will be sent out on the 2nd of October as well.
Is there a deadline for people to feedback to you?
So the last conference is the Labour Party conference, and that finishes on the 11th of October. Obviously, the conferences start this Saturday, which starts with the Lib Dem conference. So we'll be narrowing down the field of MPs after each conference is over. So obviously after this weekend, no Lib Dem MPs will be contacted after that, if that makes sense. So the last real deadline to get in touch with your MP would be the week beginning the 9th of October, as that'll be the last week of the conference season. But really, we'd be saying get in touch with your MP as soon as possible so that they have time to put it in their diaries and make sure that they come along and visit us.
Absolutely, take the opportunity to get your MP to go along. Megan, thank you very much for joining us on RRIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.